Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS.
My goodness.
If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
And you got to have Jim Rhind in the band, baby.
Sure enough. And that's what we're going to do right now is go to Tejas and talk about this darn tiger. I've been following it ever since it happened yesterday. And it's a strange, strange tale, but not so strange, Jim Rhind.
Tail, get it? Get it?
Yeah, it's a very bizarre story, you know, and it's only getting more strange as it turns out that the guy who apparently took the tiger, this guy Victor Cuevas, who saved his neighborhood from the tiger and pulled it into his house, they believe that he was the owner of that tiger because he has other animals in there, too, a couple of Capuchin monkeys. He thought that he had a bear at one point. He's kind of a collector of exotic animals. Some of them are okay to have in the city of Houston. Monkeys under 30 pounds you can actually own and keep in Houston without any problem. It's when you start getting up into the bear and tiger category that you get into trouble. So as police were showing up at his house, this all happened on Sunday, that the neighbors were all rattled by this tiger wandering around, a Bengal tiger, that Cuevas jumped into his car, took the tiger with him, drove away. The police pursued him for a short time and then said, you know, we'll catch up with him later. I think they probably didn't want to spook the tiger in the car and have him attack the driver and jump out of the, you know, it could have been a real problem. So anyway, they caught up with Cuevas later at a relative's house, but he didn't have the tiger with him. We don't know where the tiger is at this point. The attorney says that, well, it's not Victor Cuevas' tiger anyway.
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah. But wasn't he just released on unrelated murder charges as well?
Oh, the guy?
Yeah.
No, the tiger.
No, yeah. The guy, right?
The tiger. No, I mean, yeah, owning an adult Bengal tiger might have been the least interesting thing about this guy because he is accused in a 2017 murder. He wasn't charged in that until last year. I guess police didn't have any evidence. Somebody finally snitched or something. So
almost as if a tiger had eaten the evidence.
Oh. Or a bear had mauled it or a monkey ran off with it.
Right.
I don't know. But so they charged him last year. He was free on bond. Yeah, believe it or not, they didn't hold him over. They let him go on bond. So running from the police with a tiger in your car is evading arrest. So they arrested him. They took him to jail and said, that's it. You know, he may have his bond revoked from that 2017 murder while they try to straighten out this whole tiger mess.
Come on, guys, fill in the blanks. Is that a tiger in your car?
Yeah.
Or
it's a tiger in your tank. It's a tiger in your tank.
Oh, that's what it
Exxon,
is.
Exxon, 1976.
So that's a bit of a hurricane happening in Texas right now. There's another hurricane happening, Jim. Andreas, which is early for hurricane season. Maybe something, maybe not a good year?
Yeah, we'll have to see about that. This one is out in the Pacific, and it's expected to stay off land. It's not going to affect people. At least not in the short term. It's the Atlantic hurricane season that people will be watching more carefully here in the United States. We don't get many Pacific hurricanes striking the West Coast. They generally go the opposite direction. But the ones that form off Africa, those are the ones that we have to worry about. This year, the anticipation is for 20 named storms out there. Last year, we had 30 named storms. The expectation is for something like four hurricanes this year. Last year we had seven big hurricanes. It's also thought that these storms might affect people on the East Coast more than in the Gulf of Mexico because we're moving away from the El Nino pattern and more towards something called the ENSO, which is El Nino Southern Oscillation, which is going to push that all to the east. So we here in Texas and in Louisiana, Mississippi, we should have an easier time of it because it looks as though these storms this year are going to trend more toward the East Coast.
Let's get back to the tiger real quick. What I learned from the Tiger King series on Netflix was there are more tigers in captivity than there are in the wild in the world.
And and most of their captors seem really, really normal.
Yeah. No,
like Siegfried and Roy.
That's exactly right. So it is a huge problem, and it is what fascinates me is the original video of this gigantic Bengal tiger sitting in the lawn like he's just a regular house cat sitting in the lawn, and he's just kind of watching cars go by and just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
And then when the guy comes out with the gun, he kind of saunters over like, hey, what are you doing? What's going on?
How are you?
And the guy's screaming, and you're thinking at any second he's going to fire that gun. And then the guy comes out and just he kisses the tiger. The tiger gives him a big lick, and then they go inside the house, and that's when it all started.
And then he hit him with a golf club.
Yeah. But it is amazing how many states have laws that, and I guess Texas is one of them, that you can. So you're saying, it's, to straighten this out, it is legal for him to own tigers and bears, lions and tigers and bears, correct?
No. It's legal for him to own monkeys under 30 pounds, not to keep a tiger or a bear in his house.
Okay, good. Okay, all right, gotcha. You never know in Texas, dude. Okay?
Tell me about it.
How big can the armadillos be, Jim?
Well, they'll give you leprosy.
Pretty darn big.
All right, man.
Why people would keep a tiger in their house anyway? You do know why they would keep them there, right?
Why?
They're great.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. All right.
Jim Ryan, there
Jim
you
Ryan,
go.
It's great to talk to you, buddy. See you, man. ABC News, always a always
sweet joke.
Jim Ryan with a zinger.
Okay. But just on the back of that tiger thing again, there are several salespeople here before COVID hit that when we were talking that they have taken pictures with baby tigers.
It was someplace in Indiana.
Didn't know it was. They're like, I didn't know what the process was. And the process is once those tiger cubs get to a certain size, they can't be taking pictures with people anymore. They just kill the tiger.
Oh!
They get kill the tigers in numbers you don't want to know.
Oh!
That's the evil part of this, okay? So if you go to one of these petting zoos or whatever it is, and you get to like, $35, you get to take a picture with a baby cub of a Bengal tiger. Don't do it, because what's going to happen to that cub is when it gets too large to be, at least too large to hug.
Are they cracking down on this since the Tiger King show, hopefully?
Yeah, big time. Good. They are. They're cracking down on it. But there are, to Dwight's point, these all are unstable human beings that own these tigers. Right.
Like Carol Baskin?
I mean,
look at them.
Yeah. Seriously.
Okay, let's keep it out to the west side of the nation. A massive 650-foot El Chapo drug tunnel was discovered in Mexico. They believe that this drug tunnel, that, by the way, was just a few yards away from the National Guard base.
Wow.
This drug tunnel, 650 foot long, it featured ventilation, it had lighting, it had carts, and it had rails. Apparently, the authorities found the tunnel after they discovered a package of marijuana that had been left outside the house where the tunnel was hidden. Those that are in the know there that are investigating say they believe that this tunnel was going to be connected eventually to the Tijuana to San Diego tunnel that was found in 2019 owned by El Chapo. Mm-hmm. Boy, the guy's efficient, if not anything, right? He gets tunneled out of prison.
Yeah.
He gets tunneled. He tunnels his drugs to the states. The guy's efficient. If not anything.
Well, it's easier now because you've got everybody on their phone has the GPS and you know exactly where you're going and where you are on planet Earth. So, you know, back in the day when you did not have all that stuff, it was like, I think we're going in the right direction until you hit a riverbed.
Right.
And then everyone drowns.
You had to go through the slop and the filth and the poop from the jail and get out on the other side, wherever that was.
Right. That's right.
You know,
Andy Dufresne.
We can't. My
friend Andy.
We can't get a remodeler to do a damn bathroom door right, but these guys are down there building tunnels.
Oh, I know.
600 feet long, and they got lighting and railing.
Okay? Ventilation.
Ventilation.
Hey, good news for Browns fans.
Cafe about halfway through.
Yep. Have a scone.
Have a scone and a cup of coffee.
And a one-hitter.
Well, it's implied.
Hey, man, wait. Drugs, not all drug smugglers do drugs, man. What's the implication there, man? That's quit painting.
Sorry.
People. Well, don't paint people with a broad brush.
You're
okay?
Profiling,
not
okay?
Show,
you're totally profiling.
I apologize for stereotyping the narcotics industry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
It's what we need is more narcotic industry. You know, when big marijuana starts emailing the show complaining.
See, Bob Baffert, I just went and said I was wrong there.
I just
came right out.
It's very easy.
I didn't say that I ate some bad hay.
Wrong. All right, sports betting. Sports books could be sad, and Cleveland Browns fans could be ecstatic in 2021.
I saw this story. What the hell are they talking about?
I'll believe it when I see it. Just like 3 years ago when Baker Mayfield became a Cleveland Brown, sports books started to see heavy action on the Brownies.
Not me. Not me.
That's what I
bet against him and won.
Absolutely.
That's an official betting thing.
It is. Give me. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want Cleveland minus -9?
Yeah. That's how you always bet the Browns. I'd like a parlay. Yeah, actually, that represents the Browns. You don't.
That's a poulet.
When betting in Vegas, you don't say the Cleveland Browns. You say, yeah, I'd like to parlay the Giants over the Redskins, you know, Pittsburgh over Cincinnati and over.
They know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, you bet Browns. Okay. So anyway, bad news for the bookies. But ever since the NFL draft, where most experts say that Cleveland just knocked it out of the park, bets have been pouring in as saying that the Browns will win the Super Bowl. In fact, so many that the Browns are now third behind Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when it comes to total money taken in. So now if the Browns win, they do end up winning, it's going to slaughter sports books because the odds were set at 20-1. They're starting to drop them now because they're starting to say, wait a minute, maybe they got something going on here. So it could be good news for Browns fans and bad news for sports books across the nation. But I think the casinos might have themselves covered and they'll be all right.
Let's start with a playoff win or two before the Super Bowl.
Right.
Well, I mean, they beat Steelers last year.
Didn't they go
in the playoffs?
Baby steps, yep.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not the premier sports show anchor that you two are.
Right.
But didn't the Browns go two seasons without a win and then they finally didn't get a loss, but it was a tie.
Yeah, they went almost two full seasons without winning a game.
And then the Pink Torpedo took them to the playoffs. Oh, no, that was Cincinnati. Never mind.
That was Cincinnati.
They went five times.
If the Cleveland Browns do not overtake the Steelers this year, they won't ever, ever, ever do it.
You've got Big Ben one more year, correct?
Yeah, we're not going to be good this year. I don't care what anybody says.
In the AFC North, do you refer to the Cleveland Browns as a bye week?
We don't even really think of the Cleveland Browns.
I mean,
why would I concern myself with the Cleveland Browns?
Well, it's better now.
It's been right now. No. They either do it this year and over because you beat them in the playoffs, and that's a lot of times that's a watershed moment in the adjustment of the rivalry. And I think if they don't overtake the Steelers this year, it won't ever happen.
No,
it's always
like,
been the Steelers and Ravens.
That was like Kentucky football fans claiming Florida and Alabama are rivals.
Yeah, no, they're not.
You know, you play every year Browns and Steelers do, but
right.
Not really.
Not really. No.
Wow, there seems to be a lot of activity between Cleveland Browns fans and the WHS site on Twitter. It seems all a flutter. Anyway, I'm sure it's just coincidence.
Browns fans are excited. They should be. It's the best team they've had in quite some time.
Hey, I'm excited because I went up to Indianapolis to We Grow Hair Indy. Guys and gals, I want you to listen up. We Grow Hair Indy. Why did I go all the way to Indianapolis? Well, I'm going to tell you why. We Grow Hair Indy is one of only two places in the United States that has this technology. The technology I'm speaking of is Artist Robotic FUE, along with their patented trademark procedure, multi unit hair grafting. That's what I had done. As far as the procedure went, it was a piece of cake. They put me under, actually, and I came to. It was about 30 minutes left in the procedure, and that was that. I did have issues when I was doing the recovery. My issue was you had to sleep at a 45 degree angle, but all things considered, wasn't that bad. We Grow Hair Indy, they have been the leader industry for over 25 years. That's a long time. And listen, hair transplant procedures, that's all that they do at We Grow Hair Indy. You can get a free in-person or virtual. I did my consultation virtually. You get a free in-person or virtual evaluation just by going to WeGrowHairIndy.com, and they take care of it. They'll give you an estimate, the whole deal. WeGrowHairIndy.com.
Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS. Stick around.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS.
News Radio 840 WHAS.
Yes, yes. How about new stuff, man? Talking about new sticks. As JY joins us, James Young from Sticks. Hey, JY, how you doing, man?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. I bet you're chomping at the bit, you and the band, to get out and do what you love. I know you're coming to Louisville. We want to talk about that, and we want to talk about this new song. I want to ask you, and if I'm off base, let me know, but there's a section of this new song. I listened to it yesterday, really liked it, man. But there's one little section, it reminds me, is this a tip of the hat to Queen? Can we play this real quick?
Sure.
Right here, listen here. Listen to those pipes. Just beautiful. But is that in any way, or shape, or form, a tip of a hat to Queen, or am I just reading it wrong?
Well, I mean, Six has been, you know, influenced by so many bands. Queen is one of them. And that's Lawrence Gowan doing Freddie Mercury there. Freddie's no longer with us, so yeah. We just are tipping our hats to... Brian May is an acquaintance of all of ours. He's a great guy. There's a friendship there and a respect, and we did some shows with those guys back in the day. It's a tip of the hat to the Queen, and we tip our hat to many people on every one of our records because we were, you know, we write original music, but it's influenced by many others.
The new album is Crash of the Crown, coming off the heels of The Mission, which I loved. My only two complaints on that record, it wasn't long enough, and you weren't involved enough vocally for my taste. But I love the record, obvious concept, Trip to Mars. This also a concept album. Could you describe the thoughts behind Crash of the Crown?
Well, I think Crash of the Crown is not a specific thing like A Mission to Mars, but it's... You know, it's a reflection, I think, of kind of the changes that seem to be taking place in our country and in the world. Now that social media is there where everybody can utter an opinion and it gets out to billions of people at once, the television's never had that power, radio's never had that power, really. It's there and it's getting out there. So I think pretty typically, you know, we used to not know what John F. Kennedy was up to in his spare time, but there's no way for a president these days to escape the eyes of the media or social media or whatever. And uh, So it's just about, I think about, you know, it's a return to, another return to reality.
I rarely do this, but I want to read a comment that when I posted you were coming on the show, for a dear friend of ours of the show, it's Captain Bob Hamilton. He flew helicopters in Vietnam, retired, and then he started flying airplanes. He said, I've seen Styx multiple times in person, talented, fun, and great music. Please thank JY for their music and the quality entertainment over the years. I wanted to relay that from Captain Bob Hamilton, but I want to talk about you personally. Does the band Styx use you to settle arguments? I mean, you're a rocket scientist, right? How do you go from aerospace engineering to becoming a rock star? How did that even translate?
Well, Brian May, his degree is in astronomy, so I'm going to compare, you know, he's a phenomenal guitar player who I've tried to learn everything he does, and a very bright man, but he's an incredible rock writer, and I really wanted to become a musician straight out of high school, but my father said I had the privilege of going to college, and he worked very hard, and my grandfather started a construction business, and then my dad and his two brothers took it over. It was Young & Sons Construction Company, and my fallback position was, you know, being part of the family construction company to make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad was a great, great five-year pianist, and my aunt was a church organist, so there's music in the family. But ultimately, when it came time to go to college, I mean, I had no other interest beyond music, and I said, well, if my fallback position is a family construction company, what's the closest thing? And it's mechanical engineering, and there was a couple of aerospace courses, but aerospace 67, that's before, you know, we sent anybody to the moon.
Yeah.
It was about maybe, you know, it was more of a basic thing, and it had little to do with outer space.
Now you were the rocker of the band. I mean, you could consistently know that JY was going to put a rock tune on an album. You go back to Great White Hope and Lords of the Ring, and then Miss America, Eddie, Heavy Metal Poisoning, Snowblind, and on it goes. I love Captain America and These Are the Times from Cyclorama, which are two of the better songs on the record. Is there a song that you would point to and say, that's the best damn song I've ever written?
You know, I don't know. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and then also in the ear of the listener. And, you know, I think I've had my bandmate, Ricky Phillips, who was in the Babies and kind of was hanging out with the Journey guys and was in bad, some of the incarnations of the Journey spinoffs. Ricky just is a solid guy. His stepsister, Kathleen Kennedy, is Spielberg's main producer throughout his whole career. So Ricky's really been an L.A. guy. He lived on the Sunset Strip during the heyday of what was going on in L.A. And Ricky just said, Snowblind was a song that came on the radio, and he was just completely blown away by it. And he's never said that about any of my other songs, but Snowblind was my idea, and then Tommy, obviously, you know, he put the frosting on that cake, but with his vocals in the middle, and then adding lyrics, which he wasn't credited for, actually. But so I'm going to take Snowblind, but I like Midnight Ride and Miss America. Those are up there. But These Are the Times. We actually did a video of that recently. That I don't know that it went very far, but that's really a great song that we should. Because I got a friend that's in the feature film business and teaches film at DePaul now, and has worked with De Niro and Bill Murray, and introduced me to both of those guys. But he did a great video for These Are the Times. I should find a way to get that to you guys, because it's it would look good on your website, because the lyrics are that really resonate with what's going on in the world today.
I played that earlier, and it's actually on YouTube, so you can just Google Styx, These Are the Times, one of the best songs you guys have ever done that not a lot of folks have heard, and it's honoring first responders over the past year and a half.
It is
really well done.
I talked with James Young from Styx, and look, you guys, you're doing what you love, and you have been for many, many years. You're the only original member of Styx left in the band, if I believe.
Yeah, Tommy joined in 76.
He's there some of the time.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just me.
But yeah. I got to think, you're doing this, still doing this, you're going out on tour. 2020, you were robbed of that. You're coming to Louisville this summer, and we can't wait to see you. But how did you keep from going crazy when you're robbed from doing what you love, man?
I went crazy.
Did you? A lot of us did.
No, well, I don't know. I don't know. I resorted to alcohol, whether I admit it.
Well, listen, Jay Wild, we can't wait to see you and the band Styx here with us.
Join the club, by the way. There,
yeah, join the club, Jay Wild. Hey, listen, great to hear from you. We'll catch up with you this summer when you come to Louisville. Okay, Hoss?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care, man.
New song with JY in the beginning here, Crash of the Crown.
Yep. It's got that Styx feel like you always hear, and then, you know, that acoustic guitar ringing, and then when the organ kicks in. I'm curious. It looks like Louisville, Kentucky may be getting a little bit of life breathed into it when it comes to entertainment. Styx is coming with Collective Soul. I saw last night now ZZ Top has announced they're going to be coming, but it's going to be sold in pods. And that's what I've seen. Susan and I were contemplating going out to Sammy Hagar's Florida dates, but they're pods of like four or five people. Yeah, whatever, man. At least it's a step.
Get
in the
right concerts going.
It's a step in the right direction, right?
All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back and wrap up the top of the hour here. But I want to remind you about Forever Lawn. It's the next generation of artificial grass. This is for your home, your school, your sports complexes. Sports grass came out over 20 years ago, if you believe it. I remember being wild at Cardinal Stadium when they put it in, and I thought, this feels like real grass and ground. Now, they use that little beads that they put in it. Now, the next generation of that is out, and Forever Lawn has perfected how to put it at your home. 694-0647, 694-0647. Call Chris at Forever Lawn, and they'll come out and give you an estimate on what you want. If it's a small patch at your house or your entire backyard, you'll never water, cut, fertilize your yard again, and it will look better than anyone's yard in the neighborhood, year and day after day, year after year, and you won't do anything after that, right? So you'll save all that cost. No more lawnmowers, no more water, no more fertilizer. It's all done. No more seeding every fall. Forever Lawn, 694-0647. Wait till you see this. It feels and looks like real grass, and it's going to be on your lawn or your school. You want to check it out. 694-0647, Forever Lawn. All right, back after this. News Radio 840 WHAS. Okay, from Paul Miles in the newsroom, statement from Bob Baffert, possible source of the betathozone found in Medina Spirit. He says that the horse was treated with an ointment called Automax. These all have the greatest names.
Well, wait a minute. Yesterday, somebody peed in the hay.
Right.
Oh,
right.
That was a different horse, though.
That was a different horse.
Different horse.
The veterinarian recommendation was to apply this ointment daily to give the horse relief, help heal the dermatitis, and prevent it from spreading. My barn followed this recommendation for Medina Spirit and treated with Automax once a day until the day before the Kentucky Derby. Yesterday, I was informed that one of the substances in Automax is...
Mm-hmm.
There you go. While we do not know definitively that this is the source of the alleged 21 picograms found in Medina Spirits, post-race blood sample. Our investigation is continuing. We just wanted to be forthright with the information. There you go.
Well, it sounds to me like you get to the Kentucky Derby and you just take the advice of any old veterinarian. Is that what you're saying?
This is like the athletes that test positive for a performance enhancer and say, I didn't know that was on the list.
What?
Right.
Why didn't Bob Baffert just issue a shrug emoji?
And by the way, this is a semi-plausible explanation. Why don't you say, look, I need to look into this. We have a lot of moving parts. We have a nationwide, worldwide operation. I need to talk to some people and figure it out. And then come out with something like this.
Yeah. How do you not know that that ointment has that in it and it's illegal to run the Derby if it has that in it? And it is having that in it the main reason the damn ointment works?
New movie, Bob Baffert, The Search for Scapegoat.
I get it. He's trying hard. I get it. But at some point.
At some point, shut up. Right?
But again,
it's your job to know.
Yes, it is, Rick Pitino. I mean, Bob Baffert. So, in the long run, though, he'll be Belichick. Belichick is going to go down as the greatest football coach of all time.
We're going to find out that everybody did it.
Yes.
Everyone's like, hey, horses have always had a little something going on, and he was no different, better at it than most.
What about all these horses with Adidas contracts? You know what I'm saying?
You know, in golf, remember Lefty Phil couldn't take ibuprofen because it would be a performance or whatever, performance-enhancing drug or something like that. It was crazy. It was like, are you kidding me? It's ibuprofen. They're like, can't take it.
But think about it this way. Isn't this really fraud? You have a Derby winner that won the Derby presumably with enhancers.
Yes.
So the price of stud fees goes up because you won the Derby.
Bingo.
And you might not have been that great of a horse to start with.
Bingo.
Ooh, wow.
Yes. And as we talked to Marty Book yesterday, him running in the race affected every other horse in the race.
Of course it did.
So I agree with you. No, I do. How's your head doing?
My head's doing great. I want to talk about that.
Hang on.
All right.
You've got a new slew of cool, worn-in hats.
No, I just...
Like, you bought a hat that it's already been roughed up.
I just never really wore hats until now.
Your Honor, please have the witness answer the question. Do you buy the hats already roughed up?
I'll drink the fifth.
Okay, you're drinking the fifth on that. But I will tell you, did you get a pair of sunglasses as a present?
I did. Thank you to Mike Crass from the Childhood Cancer Family
Dave,
Fund.
So, Dave, he walks in with the cool Texaco worn-in hat, looks like 1976, and his cool Waylon Jennings sunglasses.
We're going to show everybody. Everybody knows this, but how good Dwight is on the fly.
Okay.
We're going to go two birds.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
With your hair growing back, are you allowed in your pool?
Yes, all I have to do is put a little suntan oil on here. Not suntan oil, but sunblock, whatever it's called.
You smart man, Dave. Hey. You smart man.
Hey, thank you, We Grow Hair Indy. We Grow Hair Indy. Why did I go to Indianapolis? Because they have one place. There's only two in the entire nation that has this. I'm talking about Artist Robotic FUE, along with multi-unit hair grafting. Multi-unit hair grafting means lots of hair all at once. Hair restoration is all they do at We Grow Hair Indy. I'm wearing a hat right now because it's growing back in, but guess what? You could do that on day three, so nobody knows. But my hair is already a sexy little putting green. My wife likes to frolic her little feet through it. She loves it. Listen, if you have problems, if you got a little bald spot or you got thinning hair, guys and gals, they have done over 13,000 procedures. They have unbelievable results.
Mm-hmm.
You got me rattled. You got unbelievable results at We Grow Hair Indy. Check them out for yourself at WeGrowHairIndy.com.
What does Randy think about your hair?
Oh, Randy says, man, your hair is going to look beautiful and flowing when you get in your swimming pool that's been all doodadded up with Backyard Oasis. The Witten swimming pool is crystal clear right now. That's because Backyard Oasis opened it up for us. They will bring your chemicals, your chlorine, your salt, whatever you need right to your your door. That's what Backyard Oasis does. Oh, maybe you don't have a swimming pool. Get a swimming pool. Get it with Backyard Oasis. They install in-ground and above swimming pools. That's what they do. You're going to love Randy and the crew. 249-5282 or BackyardOasisKY.com.
Hour 3 is coming your way. Keep it where you got it. News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.